Rock, sport and talk.
This is The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a little go at Fan Friday. In the red corner, as always, Jay, who nailed the scoreline last week. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Steve. You're okay?
4-1. Bit of a psychic one there.
Yeah, I've had a few up this season, haven't I? So, you know, let's hope the trend continues, eh?
And, of course, guarding the Blues very protectively, Mickey. Morning, Mickey. Oh! I don't know where he is. Let's see if we can get Mickey in a bit of a better reception area. At the moment, he sounds a bit like a Dalek. We'll start off with the Reds at Arsenal this weekend. It's the later game on the Saturday. And it's a fascinating encounter, this. It does throw up an awful lot. The result of this one will certainly give you some sort of yardstick.
Yeah, I mean, when Liverpool play Arsenal, there's normally goals galore, isn't he? I mean, last season we drew 3-3 there. The season before, we won 4-3 opening day of the season. And then the games at Anfield, we've won 4-0 and 3-1 in the last couple of seasons. So there tends to be a lot of goals, and Liverpool obviously scored at least 3 a game. And I think that trend might continue on Saturday. But, you know, you're looking at Arsenal, they've improved a lot this season. For a long time under Arsene Wenger, you know, fantastic manager, but his style had dated, hadn't it, really? And I think he outstayed his welcome a little bit, and now they've got Emery in charge, and we all know about Emery because he was in charge of Seville, wasn't he, that beat us in the Europa League final in 2016. So I think Klopp's got a score to settle with him, and you know, he does play football the right way. You know, they've improved a lot this season. They were on a 11-match winning streak, weren't they? Albeit, I did say along that run that they hadn't really played anyone. The toughest games were probably like Leicester, Everton and Watford, and they were all at the Emirates. So, you know, them type of teams, you'd expect Arsenal to be beating them at home, wouldn't you? So this is the acid test for them now. It's a massive game for them coming up against a genuine title contender in Liverpool.
Absolutely. You're expecting a lot of goals. Let's head to the blue corner. I think we have got Mickey now. Morning, Mickey.
Yeah, morning, Mickey.
Hello, pal. A lot of love for John Moss from Evertonians this week. Don't worry, your referee this weekend for Everton Brighton is David Coote. Have you heard of him?
Never. He's one of me.
Right, so David Coote has only done 3 Premier League matches, 10 yellow cards in those 3 games, and he's that new to the scene that if you go on the official Premier League website, he's the only person they haven't got a picture of. So maybe the Premier League took notice of Evertonians' love of John Moss last weekend. Are you still fuming?
Well, you just, it's one of them things you've just got to... But they do say that, you know, it levels itself over. I'm a, you know, a bit sceptical about that. It was just a really, you know, unprofessional performance from John Moss. You know, people, is he fit enough? You know, we've questioned his standards, his fitness. And we seem to have previous with this referee. Saying that, I, you know, at the time, watching it on TV, you know, I thought it was a penalty, but you've got to look at sort of his position, and his position was all wrong. If you can't keep up with play, you've got to make sure that you're at an angle. And, you know, John Moss is just, as I say, just his position was completely wrong. And, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, fuming, Steve, but he felt hard done by that.
All right, we'll try and sort Mickey's line out. It's still not very good. Apologies, Mickey. Apologies, listeners. Let's get back to Jay. Jay, how do you deal with the Liverpool midfield at the moment? There's plenty of debate as to who should be playing. So Shaqiri keeps putting in top-level performances. Gini Wijnaldum's played sensational all season. James Milner did, but somehow found his way out of the team because the manager wanted to rest him. Jordan Henderson's trying to get in there. Fabinho has all of a sudden arrived and announced himself, and you're thinking, well, maybe he's got a shout. Lallana maybe is still a little bit off it. Naby's slightly injured. So there's more players than places available. But what do you do for the top games?
Great options to have, isn't it? I mean, you look at last season when we had a few injuries towards the end of the season, and Liverpool were down to the bare bones, weren't they, heading towards the Champions League final, and now it's completely different because we've got 6 or 7 different options to play there, and it's a dilemma, isn't it? I mean, he changed the system a little bit against Red Star Belgrade, went like 4-2-3-1. He's stuck with that really against Cardiff as well, and I think it's based on the opposition. It's good to have the options available, but also the players that can change in terms of system and personnel, and also they can all interchange, can't they? And it's a good dilemma, a good headache to have for Klopp, because, you know, when you look at it, I mean, you know, that's one area of the team that you would say Liverpool are not really strong in, but ironically this season we have been quite strong in that department, really. And Wijnaldum's been sensational, as you say, all season, hasn't really put a foot wrong. You're looking at Fabinho now, he seems to have acclimatised a little bit better to the country and the club and the league, and he's starting to get a few more games, isn't he, under his belt. And Shaqiri's been great, hasn't he, the last couple of games since the international break, got a couple of assists and scored his goal last week against Cardiff. And then you've got Lallana returning, who, to be honest, I mean, 18 months ago, he was a very good player. I think injuries have taken the toll on him. And, you know, Klopp's persevering with him for the time being, but I think he's one that you wouldn't say should be starting games. But, you know, as I say, this is going to be interesting going to Arsenal now to see what selections he makes, because I think Milner should come into the sides of midfield, I really do. But, you know, who am I to second-guess Klopp at the moment?
And where do you think Henderson fits into that picture?
Well, it's a strange one with Henderson, because he's got a lot of doubters, hasn't he? But he is club captain. You can tell he's great around the dressing room. He's great with all the other players. He's a fantastic professional. But in terms of your strongest 11, I have to say I wouldn't have him in my strongest 11. And I know he's just signed a new deal at the club. He's still a good age, isn't he? I think he's 28, isn't he, now? So it's a strange one, but you need a big squad. We've been crying out to have a bigger, better squad. And, you know, he's a vital member of the squad, but in terms of being a starter week in, week out, I'd have to say no.
Right, let's get over to the Blues again. Again with Brighton this weekend, but after that, a game with Chelsea. So, of course, Kurt Zouma won't be able to play in that one, which maybe raises the question, do you give a bit more game time to Yerry Mina, who's now ready and available? What do we reckon, Mickey?
Yeah, I think at some point he's probably going to have to come in, Steve, because, you know, you don't want him coming in, you know, straight into a big game, obviously against Chelsea. So, you know, this weekend might be the perfect time. But at the same time, you've got to look at Michael Keane and Zouma's partnership. You know, they've been very, very good as a, you know, central defensive partnership. So it's a tricky one, really. But it might be a case of maybe getting them on maybe, you know, half-time or towards the end of the game and giving them a little bit of playing time. Because, as I say, it'd be tough going down to Stamford Bridge and, you know, just going straight into the team.
At least the options are there now, Mickey.
They are, you know, and this is what's really, really exciting, Steve, is that, you know, go back 12 months and, you know, we didn't have them options at all. You know, I think, you know, up front our option was Omar Nias. And now, yeah, you know, no disrespect to the lad, but, you know, he just isn't good enough. But nowadays, it's, as I say, we've got, you know, the likes of Gomez coming into the team. And you look at our bench as well. Our bench last week was really, really strong. And this is what you need to do. You know, if you want to be up there, you know, challenge them, you know, for those top six, top eight positions, you need, as Jay said before, you need a massive squad. And it's just, as I say, it's nice that we're in that position at the moment.
Brighton going about it nice and quietly, and they're doing well. They're mid-table, same number of points as Everton. Goal difference is there or thereabouts. They're doing pretty well, aren't they? And most of their games have been very small margin games. This is no pushover for Everton.
Definitely not. You know, they're well organised. I think they've got a great manager there in Chris Hughton. He'll have them, you know, completely organised. They're going to come very similar to what Palace did in the last game. You know, they're going to come and they're going to sit in and they're going to try and hit us on the break. And it's, you know, a lot of Premier League teams now are crying out for a goal scorer. And Palace, and Brighton have actually got that in Glenn Murray. I think he's the leading English goal scorer in the Premier League, and he's going to be very, very dangerous. He's someone that we're going to have to keep an eye on. And as you say, mate, it's certainly not going to be a pushover. They're going to come in, they're going to sit, you know, they're going to sit back. And it's up to Everton now, you know, especially in these home games, to break teams down. And as I say, it's certainly not going to be any pushover.
Score, Mickey?
Fancy us. Yeah, fancy us, mate. But a little cheeky 1-0.
A cheeky 1-0. Jay, you reckon loads of goals in the Liverpool game. How many?
You know what? It's going to be an entertaining game of football. And, you know, Arsenal being at home, they're going to probably have a go at us. They've got goals in their side with Aubameyang and Lacazette and Ozil, if he's on it. You know, he's a fantastic player. But then there's times when he goes missing. So I think they're wide open at the back, though, and they're ripe for Liverpool to get a few. So I'm going to go for a 3-1 Liverpool victory.
3-1, lovely stuff. Jay, thank you very much. Top man.
All the best, lads.
Mickey, thank you. We'll speak again soon. That was Fan Friday with Mickey and Jay.
The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.